questions and answers. You're releasing a deluxe 20th anniversary edition of Stunt. How did this album become so huge in the late 90s? The momentum had just been building. Our live record had done really well, and for the first time we had a single chart. The Old Apartment broke into the top 40. The other important thing, we had one by one won over everybody in the record company. All of them were skeptical at first. When we came to America, the story was, this band is huge in Canada. People approached the band like, oh, they're huge in Canada, but that doesn't mean it'll work here. What we did was, we just kept playing. We won the record company over one person at a time. They were all on our side when it came to Stunt. We had this weird single in 1 week. We had this hot new director with Mac G, who did this ridiculous video. It was kind of a perfect storm. Question. When you wrote 1 week, were you like, this song is going to hit number one? This is going to be our biggest hit ever? Answer. No. 1 week was the last song I submitted for the record, and I didn't even think it would be on the record proper. I thought it might be a bonus track or a B-minus side. Question. Isn't that the story behind every band's biggest hit? Answer. I know. Question. Bon Jovi almost didn't put Living on a Prayer on Slippery When Wet. Answer. Now, had he played me Living on a Prayer, I'd know immediately that song was a hit. Question. Tell me about the moment you wrote 1 week. Answer. I improvised it because I couldn't finish it. I had the structure of the choruses and the idea of this relationship breakup. I kept trying to write these rap verses, and they were always crappy. Steve and Page suggested, why don't you just freestyle them? The stuff you freestyle every night on stage is better than the stuff you're trying to write. I improvised 4 verses, literally in a minute and a half. Then I edited the 4 verses into 2, then I sent in the demo. The demo was just an acoustic guitar, a drum loop, and me singing the song. Sue Drew from our record company called back right away and said, we're going with this as the lead single. I laughed. I thought she was making fun of me. I thought she was saying, this is the stupidest song I've ever heard in my life. And there you go, number 1.